This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Into the third hour of this live Saturday edition of the program with you in studio tonight. You've got me, Ian.
And Cody.
And you can join us toll-free here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The Skype username, should you wish to join us there, is lrn.fm. Our phone lines are loaded up. We're going to get right back into your calls and thoughts. In fact, we're going to start up with Michael in Texas, who was trying to tell us a story at the end of the last hour, and we just ran out of time. So I wanted to make sure we held on to you. Now, you were saying something about your younger version of yourself, maybe a kid, and something about you saw Santa Claus, or you thought you saw Santa Claus, and then you thought you saw Jesus, and you think it's adults that put ideas into your head. I'm sorry, I'm not really sure what you were driving at, and if I misunderstood or misrecalled that, please correct me if I was wrong. So go ahead, Michael.
Yeah. That's pretty much what I was trying to say was, you know, adults told me that, you know, this is true, whatever, and, you know, I just kind of thought that was true. And then I grew up and I realized, yeah, you know, that crap ain't true. And so, you know.
So are you making your comparison based on realness, about the realness of Jesus versus Santa? Because
I mean, it feels so real today. It feels as real today that I saw Jesus or I saw Santa Claus. I mean, it doesn't feel like it was a dream, but I still feel like I was just kind of influenced by the people around me that, you know, Jesus is real, Santa Claus is real. And,
absolutely.
But, you know, don't they have two completely different messages? Isn't Santa Claus's message, be a good person and you'll get free stuff? Versus Jesus' person, and Jesus is just be a good person, and you'll be a good person.
No, you get rewarded with heaven. Isn't that the same kind of idea, just on a bigger scale?
Well, what is this idea of heaven? Can you reach this idea of heaven as a place in mind during your life?
Well, yes.
I mean, that's a very existentialist conversation.
Well, but Cody, that's what you and I believe, but your typical Christian does not believe that. So, I mean,
maybe the typical Christian doesn't understand what Jesus was saying.
I agree with you.
There's a good argument
that that's actually one of the things that Jesus was teaching, was that your heaven and your hell is right here, right now, and you create it inside your mind. But that's not the lesson that you're going to hear at the Christian church.
Because they've taken his words and they've twisted them.
Right. And so what Michael's saying here is that the, you know, the things he was being told by the adults in his life influenced what he believed he saw. That was how influential they were, right?
Well, yeah, when you're a kid, you're impressionable, right?
Go ahead, Michael.
Exactly. Anyway, you're impressionable when you're young. And as you grow up, you're impressionable too. So, you know, you go through school and, you know, they teach you science and, you know, all these other subjects, and, you know, these are authorities that say this is true, this is what you should believe, and you just kind of believe it.
Right. In the beginning, it was Jesus and Santa Claus. Now it's Hillary and Trump. Other fictitious things that people can believe in, even though, of course, they're never going to follow through on their promises.
And it always seems like there's an external person that people are believing in to make themselves to make the heroes. Why not make yourself be the hero?
Why not believe in yourself?
I mean, that's a major problem with humanity
because
right now.
Because you've been taught to look outside yourself, right?
We want to deify these people from the past, these mythical people that we don't even know how real they are when, you know that you as a person are real. Deify yourself. You know, tell yourself that you're important. Tell yourself that you are God. And don't worry about all these other people. Come up with your own philosophy. Come up with your own religion. You don't need anybody else to tell you what that is.
Michael, any other thoughts you want to share tonight? Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, you don't need anybody to tell you what to think at all. I mean, everything that people tell you to think, but you need to think for yourself. I mean, including, you know, is the world round or is it flat? Have you ever considered that?
Oh my God! Of course, the world's round. I mean,
I'm not trolling. I'm being serious, really.
That's even more concerning.
There are actual people who believe the world is flat, even though all of the evidence is clearly, you know, clearly shows that it is round.
What,
anybody?
What
who,
evidence?
Okay,
what
you
evidence,
go up
though?
In an airplane and Dude, you can see no. the curvature of the earth.
Come on. That's one of those conspiracies that has been manufactured to make the real ones look like they're crap. They're thrown in there with the ones that are legitimate to make the 9/11 one look like crap just because it's alongside with Chupacabra and all of these other things. Yeah, the flat earth theory is lumped together with 9/11 truth. It's lumped together with a lot
of
monster.
It's anyway.
All just one place where all of the crazy stuff goes. And yes, it becomes crap because you throw the flat earth theory and Chupacabra and Monkey Men walking around, Sasquatches walking around in the same place as 9/11 truth and the New World Order, and it all goes into the same little box. So, you know, most people just decide, well, it's all bull crap because the dumbest things are lumped in with the things that might actually make a little bit of sense.
More people believe that Bigfoot is real than that Hillary Clinton is truthful.
Thank you, Michael, for your call tonight, man. I appreciate it. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Let's go to Aaron in Pennsylvania, listening to WEEO-FM. Hello, Aaron.
How are you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I was just going to kind of talk about this election and Hillary Clinton. So I'm not going to be as crazy as Michael because Santa Claus is real. Just kidding.
yes, and the world is flat.
Anyway, okay, so there's people, they don't like Donald Trump. Now, I don't understand why they don't like Donald Trump. Yeah, he's kind of a jerk. He says some things that are questionable. But yet, Hillary Clinton, where are those 33,000 emails? She kills people, innocent people. So before I get too into it, strap in your seatbelt, sit back, relax, kick your feet up. This is why you should not vote for Hillary Clinton. Her husband didn't even want her. She's a liar. She's the most arrogant person I've ever seen. That's a fake.
She's a fake person.
But just because I won't vote for Hillary Clinton doesn't mean I'm going to vote for Donald Trump, right? There are other choices out there.
Oh, yeah, there are.
Yeah, we don't want to still get into the mindset of picking. Once you have picked because, oh, well, there's only two options, well, you're still back to being a mental slave. You're still, well, you know, the people who are in charge of me have given me two options. Guess I better pick one. Well, you've already lost as soon as you've decided that you've got to pick one.
Whoever wins, we lose. Go ahead, Aaron. Any other thoughts? Go ahead.
I mean, like, Donald Trump wants to build the wall. I don't mean to base this all on Donald Trump, but I just don't understand how people can't trust Donald Trump and you can't trust Hillary Clinton, who's deleted classified emails, who constantly lies, and, like, I don't know. I don't understand.
Wait, are you saying that you do trust Donald Trump?
I trust him a lot more than Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, okay, but it is a comparison. You're not saying you do trust Donald Trump. You're saying you trust him in comparison to Hillary Clinton, which is a completely different thing.
I do trust Donald Trump, though.
So he is a Trump supporter. I see.
For
what reason? For what reason? You don't think this is about him? You don't think that his presidential campaign is about him and him alone? You think that he really, from his heart and soul, really cares about the future of the earth? No, it's about him. It's always been about him and his TV career and his popularity. That's the only thing that freaking matters with that guy.
Yeah. Are you serious right now?
I am completely serious.
All he's talked about is making this
man. Come on. You're talking about the guy who was doing The Apprentice.
Serious?
You're talking about the guy who was on TV doing The Apprentice.
No.
You're fired. You're fired.
Thanks,
no,
Aaron.
You're fired.
Thanks for the call, man. I appreciate
it. You might as well vote for the Kardashians, man. You might as well vote for the Kardashians. It's the same freaking thing.
All right, toll-free number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You know, needless to say, here on Free Talk Live, we are less than enamored with these political choices. Donald Trump, Hillary Clinton, both terrible options. Jill Stein, she's a communist. Gary Johnson, he's not a libertarian. You don't really have any options on the national ballot. That's why I'm going to write in Daryl W. Perry, our co-host here on Free Talk Live. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, and we may actually have a Muslim on the line here. We'll find out in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic email readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, PhD, are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, akashicuniversal.com, spelled AKASHICUniversal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit akashicuniversal.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free and join us here on the live Saturday edition. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And I also want to let you know about Save at Purse. SaveAtPurse.com is where you can go to save big time on your Amazon purchases. Whatever it is that you're looking to buy at Amazon, why wouldn't you want to save 15%? It's easy to save 15%. You can save even more than that. Thing is, you have to be willing to be patient if you're wanting more. You actually decide your discount level, and the higher the discount you choose, the longer it might take to actually fulfill your order, because what you're doing is you're selling Bitcoin at a very high markup to people who are willing to pay that markup to get Bitcoin quickly. You can do that by going to saveitpurse.com, but the catch is you have to have Bitcoin. If you don't have Bitcoin, you're not going to get these huge discounts. So this alone is a reason to get Bitcoin. We were talking with a guy earlier on the show about why do you want Bitcoin? Well, here's a reason. Because you'll save 15% on everything you buy on Amazon if you use saveitpurse.com. So that right there, I mean, if you can save 15% on every purchase you make at Amazon from now on, that'll add up big time. For me, it has. I've done it for almost 2 years over at saveitpurse.com. I've saved as much as 25% on things easily there. And it just kind of depends on the market circumstances as to how much you'll be able to save and how quickly. But over the last couple of years, I've saved over $1,000 on 60-something purchases at Amazon, which, you know, like I said, it adds up.
That's a lot of money.
That's money that I otherwise would have, you know, given to Amazon that stayed with me because of Bitcoin and saveitpurse.com. That's saveatpurse.com. Let's go to Will Coley. He's on the line calling us from Tennessee on via Skype. Hey, Will. Do we have Will? Will Coley? Well, he called in, and he's sitting there looking like he's there. We'll see if we can bring him on here in moments. It's Will Coley, by the way, from the Muslims for Liberty. That's Muslims, the number four, Liberty. I was hoping we could bring him in here and see what he has to say, because he was running as Daryl W. Perry's unofficial running mate.
That's true,
during
yeah.
the Libertarian Party presidential campaign, or during the, I guess, during their party convention. And so Daryl W. Perry has re-announced his presidential campaign. He's reignited that, and I'm wondering what Will has to say about that. Is he going to reignite his vice presidential campaign and join Daryl as a write-in candidate? That's what I'd like to hear, but I don't know. I haven't talked to Will yet, so we'll see if we can bring him on here in a moment. Meanwhile, let's go back to the phones and to the fun. We've got Matt in Missouri. You're on Free Talk Live, watching via YouTube at cam.freetalklive.com. Go ahead, Matt.
Hi, there are these clowns, like, out in North Dakota, and, like, I was wondering how you guys feel about that, like, killing people. They're in Texas right now, but, like...
Well, I don't think any clowns have killed anyone, but there are apparently some people who are freaked out about people who have been dressing as clowns in various different parts of the United States. So I think that's what you're referring to, Matt. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. We'll talk about that here. I actually happen to have it in my show prep.
What is that
for
about?
Tonight.
People are worried about clowns?
Apparently. Well, you know, some people are really scared of clowns, right? Like it's sort of a phobia.
Some kind of weird thing. It may or may not be, you know, related to the Stephen King book, It.
That's a factor, I think.
Sure it is.
But I think that the Stephen King book, It, was scary because people already had a fear of clowns, right?
Well, so what is that fear? Like a sad person pretending to be funny? Because I think that's what it is. I think a lot of clowns are actually really sad, and, you know, they're putting on this facade of, well, you know, I can make you laugh and smile with this crazy balloon thing and my honky nose or whatever. But, you know, a lot of funny people are actually horrifically depressed.
Isn't there a song about that, Tears of a Clown?
Tears of a Clown, that's a song, yeah. And look at Robin Williams. He was a renowned comedian.
Sure. Funny guy.
Funny guy who...
Everyone loved him.
Kill himself.
Right.
Kill himself due to severe depression.
Oh, so, I bet there's a conspiracy around that one, too.
Clowns or comedians, when it comes to being funny, a lot of those people have major mental issues going on deep down.
Well, and apparently what's been happening is people have been dressing as creepy-looking clowns in advance, well in advance of Halloween. This story coming from Network World. If you're going to be dressing up in a costume for Halloween, you might want to avoid dressing like a creepy clown, considering the sinister clown hysteria sweeping the nation. You don't want to wear a clown costume in Kentucky, where a sheriff contacted the FBI and Homeland Security over the creepy clown threat. In fact, in Gallatin County, Kentucky, the sheriff warned the people behind the clown threats might face charges of, quote, inducing panic and terroristic threatening, unquote.
What?
It's unbelievable.
Why do these scares always come out around Halloween where there's always something to be afraid of? And it seems like it gets more ridiculous every year. So this year, clowns, which is beyond me how that could be some kind of actual thing for law enforcement to focus on.
Right.
I mean, at least last year they put out the scare that, you know, trick-or-treaters were, you know, there'd be somebody at a house giving out MDMA.
Oh,
pills,
that one.
Pills to trick-or-treaters.
$20 pills.
Right. Yeah. They'd be giving out $20, you know, MDMA pills,
right?
A free drug
to little kids.
Ah, this is candy. This is how I'm going to hook
even
you on drugs.
Even though that has never happened in the history of Halloween ever. But yeah, you're right. The fear mongering out there is incredible, and this does come back to a conversation we were having with one of the callers earlier about the fear that people are pandered to by these politicians, and it allows them to give up their sovereignty and
that's
their control
what it comes down to,
over
right?
themselves.
You're afraid of the drugs getting out there and
infecting
society with this horrible, evil MDMA. So what do you have to do but trust the police to make sure that you're safe from a drug that'll make you happy?
So some people have thought that the clown scares is coming from the promotions for the upcoming movie It. I guess it's being remade.
Oh, they're making a new movie. Okay.
There's also apparently some have suggested it was inspired by Rob Zombie's film 31, which includes kidnapped hostages trying to survive in a violent game against a gang of sadistic clowns. Reports of seeing menacing clowns spread fast through social media and often end up on the news. It seems to have started in August in Greenville, South Carolina, where clowns allegedly were trying to lure kids into the woods. From there, it ballooned into reports of people in clown costumes lurking in parks, assaulting people, chasing people, and even threatening to kill people. Often the creepy clown sightings are just pranks, yet clowns have become such a threat that police have reverted to the terrorist threat motto of, if you see something, say something.
Everything's a threat. You know, everything's a threat. You know, At least they've built ISIS up into being like this almost legitimate thing. But really, they want to make us afraid of...
Now it's clowns.
Now we have to be afraid of clowns.
A gang of clowns.
I'm more afraid of getting stung by a bee or struck by lightning than being knifed in the throat by a clown.
Highly unlikely that you'll ever be attacked.
Or blown up from ISIS.
Right. Yesterday, after Gallatin County, Kentucky schools reportedly received a clown-related... quote, vague threat of violence, unquote, two clowns had threatened to shoot high school students. School attendance dropped 48%. Gallatin County Sheriff Josh Neal told people to forward threatening messages from clowns to the police, who were, quote, aggressively looking into each and every message, unquote. He said he was consulting with the FBI and Homeland Security over the clown threats.
Clown threat. Ladies and gentlemen, we are in a red scare. There is a clown threat.
It's amazing.
Might as well hide in your bunkers and stock up on your Mylar pouches because there is a clown threat out there.
I thought this
don't
was
go
the
outside.
Onion,
protect your kids because they're coming for them.
I think this is legit. I don't know. The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. We're going to try again with Will Coley here in moments. We'll continue with your calls as well.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Attention, small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition. We'll take your calls. You can make them about anything you want to discuss. With you tonight, you've got Ian.
And Cody.
And how'd you like to try out the best pillow you'll ever use? Risk-free for 60 days. Talking about MyPillow, it's designed to fit to the shape of your body and will hold your neck in the proper position. Been using it for the past several months, and it's the best pillow I've used. You can decide for yourself by going to MyPillow.com and using code FTL. Unlike a regular pillow, the MyPillow is actually washable. You can stick this thing in your washing machine and your dryer. Other pillows just collect a bunch of dirt and dead skin over all the years, and you can't ever wash them. So go to MyPillow.com, use code FTL, get your MyPillow at half price, or get a second pillow free of charge. Either way you do it, you get the same deal, basically. It's code FTL. MyPillow.com. And if you don't like it, for whatever reason, in the first 60 days, you get your money back. Now, obviously, you got to pay to ship it back, but you know, you're going to get your money back if you didn't like it. And the pillow itself is guaranteed to last 10 years. So very little at risk here, and you may just have the best night's sleep you've had in a long time. MyPillow.com with code FTL. We've got Will Cully on the line with us here. Had some technical difficulties before, but everything seems to be working now. Calling us from his home in Tennessee. Will from Muslims for Liberty, welcome. And assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum salam. How are you guys doing tonight?
Fantastic.
Pretty good. What's
so,
up?
I know you were calling about something here, but I got to know, for our listeners just tuning in, Daryl W. Perry has announced his campaign for president is back on as a write-in capacity. He ran as a Libertarian Party presidential candidate. He did not get the nomination. You ran as his vice presidential candidate. You guys kind of ran together in the Libertarian Party convention that happened a few months ago, and now you've gotten the news that Daryl is reactivating his campaign. I saw a post on your Facebook page, I think last night, saying that you were not his running mate in his write-in campaign, and I gotta know, why not?
Well, one thing we had spoken about it was deadlines. As far as I knew, all the deadlines had passed. And if I wanted to be involved, there was some paperwork that needed my signature. Mm. And when we met in New York, Daryl didn't have the paperwork with him, basically.
Oh, so you would have been willing to do it, but it may be a little too late at this point.
Yeah, well, not only that, but I may as well have, as far as the moderate pro-Johnson portion of the party is concerned, because I'm being held responsible as though I did. I've been attacked a number of times over the course of the last few days for Daryl's race, the assumption that I am the VP, either A, that I'm the VP, or B, that I am secretly a mastermind ringleader behind the whole thing.
Wow.
I've been threatened with purging from the party. I've been threatened with if our effort to run 10 down-ticket candidates in 2018 pans out, the libertarian supporters of Johnson will actively try to prevent those libertarians from being elected because of the fact that they're involved, they're associated with me. I've even been threatened with violence.
Wow.
By one of the organizers of the convention, her husband, today threatened me with violence a couple times.
All of this because you're basically friendly with Daryl W. Perry because you were his running mate several months ago during the Libertarian National Convention. So basically, you could totally endorse Daryl at this point, and it really wouldn't, you know, lessen the amount of pressure that has been put on you.
No, not even one little teeny tiny bit. The going conspiracy theory is that I am some massive ringleader of an effort to prevent the Libertarian Party from gaining major party status.
That's right. And when they don't, they can blame it all on you and Daryl.
That I incited a riot at the convention.
Incited a riot.
Yeah, all kinds of stuff. So, yeah, the Daryl's race is it's definitely come with a significant amount of fallout for me. Even though, like you said, I'm not even his running mate.
Right.
So
I mean, isn't this ridiculous? I mean, what we're talking about here for our listeners, just to get some perspective on this, we're talking about a libertarian presidential candidate who did not get the nomination. So Daryl W. Perry, he's a co-host here on Free Talk Live. It was Gary Johnson who was given that nomination, and Bill Weld is the VP candidate. You ran as the VP candidate along with Daryl, and you guys didn't win. And it's unfortunate because it's proof that the Libertarian Party has fallen away from its principles, as it has for, you know, like the last decade plus. And
well, the VP race was extremely, extremely close.
It was
literally a half of a percentage point. And the gentleman who came in second to Bill Weld, I actually suspended my campaign at the convention and endorsed him from the convention stage, mm-hmm. with the hopes of my own delegates being able to push him over the top. And we literally came within 13 votes.
Yep, it didn't happen, though. And now Bill Weld from the Massachusetts Republicans has gotten the nomination. But all these people you were talking about who've been threatening you and have been upset at you, and Daryl as well, are acting like Daryl's write-in campaign is somehow going to sink Gary Johnson and Bill Weld, as though, you know, this little teeny little write-in campaign is going to have enough of an oomph behind it to have any effect whatsoever on the voting turnout of Bill Weld and Gary Johnson. Isn't this absurd?
Wouldn't you think that Gary Johnson sank his own ship? He doesn't need help from anybody else.
But his supporters are going to blame everybody else. They're not going to blame...
Well, that doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. You know, he tries to turn around this Aleppo thing to be like, oh, well, I don't know.
That's the least offensive thing he's done. That's just a mess up in an interview. You know, I didn't know where Aleppo was either. I mean, you can't blame somebody for that. But it's him not adhering to the principles of libertarianism that's the real problem.
Well, what I think is even more disturbing than the fact that the LNC is acting like Daryl's writing campaign is going to sink Gary Johnson is the fact that Gary Johnson's own actions and his running mate's own actions during the course of this campaign weren't enough to get the LNC off of their backsides to make some sort of a public statement, but Daryl's public campaign was. You have the vice presidential candidate for the Libertarian Party has thus far advocated that government watch lists are good, that people on them should have due process violated and have their Second Amendment rights taken, that the government mandate in the Obama health care plan is the best part of the health care plan and he supports it, and that Hillary is an amazing statesman, that she is the most qualified person running, and is actively giving money to Republican candidates in races that determine libertarian ballot access in certain states.
That's correct.
None of that was egregious enough for the party or the chair or anyone on the LNC to come out and make a public statement against.
Right. But you're talking Daryl's about multiple Biden violations. You're talking about multiple violations of the party's own platform by these candidates.
And bylaw.
And they won't even do as much as censure him. They won't make any kind of statement against him. They won't even address the issue publicly at their meeting. You're talking about the LNC. It's the Libertarian National Committee. And you're saying here Daryl's little write-in campaign has actually spurned the party into making a press release about that, about his campaign.
Well, now in Vegas, when I saw Mark in Vegas, the propensity for the ticket, the campaign to be off platform was enough that it was brought up at the LNC meeting in Vegas, and a commission was put together by the party and by the campaign specifically as an oversight committee to keep an eye on Johnson's campaign and to point out to them when they leave platform and to try to keep them on the platform. Now,
apparently they've dismally failed at that.
Well, I'm on this committee, as a matter of fact. I, the vice chair, it's a very, very, as far as libertarians is concerned, it's a very diverse group. You've got Austin Peterson, you've got myself, you've got Karen Harlos.
All right, Arvin, I want to hear, most of our listeners don't know who those folks are, but I do want to hear what this committee has done, if anything at all. So hang on, Will Coley calling us from Tennessee. This is Free Talk Live. More coming up.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. TLC Laser Eye Centers is now offering great prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology for less than what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-929-5733. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's $200 off per eye. We've already performed over 2 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve for less than what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-929-5733. 1-800-929-5733.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic email readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, PhD, are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, akashicuniversal.com, spelled A-K-A-S-H-I-C universal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit akashicuniversal.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You're invited here. You can dial in toll-free, even in these remaining moments. We might have enough time for you if you dial in right now, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. If you like Free Talk Live and you want to help support what we're doing here, then you can get behind the show for as little as $5 per month with the Free Talk Live AMP program. You get access to perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only podcast, as well as the AMP-only Facebook group and more. Go get all the details and get signed up with any major credit card via PayPal. You can also use Visa or MasterCard right there on our website, and also Bitcoin. So if you want to AMP the show with Bitcoin, you can do that as well. Just go to amp.freetalklive.com to learn more about that. AMP.freetalklive.com. Makes a big difference for us when you do that. Really appreciate it. Let's go back to the phones. And to the fun, back to Will Coley, who's the former Libertarian Party vice presidential candidate from earlier this year, who's now being blamed for Daryl W. Perry continuing his campaign. Daryl has reinitiated his campaign, is running as a write-in candidate, and a bunch of these Johnson supporters are flipping their lids about this as though a write-in candidate is in any way, shape, or form. A write-in candidate, which, by the way, will only be like technically qualified on a handful of state ballots because it was a last-minute decision by Daryl to reinitiate his campaign. I mean, even if there was a write-in candidate qualified in all 50 states, it wouldn't do barely anything to their vote totals, but they're freaking out. Anyway, you had more to say, so go ahead, Will.
Well, yeah, the commission that I was – the oversight commission that I was put on, like I was saying, it's quite – diverse. You've got people like myself, Austin Peterson, members of the National Commission, the National Commission, members of the Radical Caucus, as well as a few hardcore Johnson fanboys. And this commission, one of the very first things we did in either our second or third meeting was we wrote a motion that passed unanimously. And when you get that diverse of a group of libertarians together, anything happening unanimously
is very
unlikely.
Yeah.
And basically the bill stated that since Johnson and Weld refused to stay on the ballot, that what we would like for them to do, since, you know, asking them to stay on the platform is too much, that if they're insisting on running positions contrary to the platform, that they should acknowledge that they are pushing positions that are contrary to the platform.
Yeah.
Perhaps even explain what the platform is
But if they can't, at the very least acknowledge what we're saying is totally against what libertarians believe. And there, it took 5 weeks to get a response.
From the campaign? From that
for the campaign.
Yeah.
And the campaign's response was basically, we won the nomination. There's nothing you can do about it. We say what we want.
Wow.
No. And wow. Quite a few members of the commission have never returned after that meeting because they kind of got the hint that basically
you're wasting your time.
It was a commission that was put together so that the campaign could say libertarians' voices are being heard. And they are. Where they're just not listening.
Will, thanks for calling tonight, man. You're the host, by the way, of The Call to Freedom. It is a great Muslim-friendly show. You are with Muslims for Liberty, Muslims4Liberty.org. And it's heard on Sunday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Time on LRN.FM. Thank you for calling tonight, man. I appreciate it.
Take care.
Yep. Will Coley there. As we continue with your calls and thoughts, you can bring up what you want. We've got, I believe, Patrick in Indianapolis. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Patrick. How you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Pretty good.
The New Republic puts out this literature that says that you could get a travel warrant, which takes the place of a driver's license, and you have the right to travel, and instead of being a privilege, and also a citizenship warrant, which states that you would have to pay, you're responsible to pay no taxes except for sales tax. How much truth is there to that?
Are you saying the word warrant? A travel warrant?
Warrant. Yes, they call it a warrant. I don't know why they call it that, but that's what it's called.
Sounds like something you'd have to ask permission to receive, doesn't it?
Well, okay, who's issuing these?
Right, where does this come from?
The New Republic's one advertisement.
So, isn't that like a magazine? Okay.
Sure is.
So it's just an advertisement in the magazine.
Yeah. Well, what that does is let's say you get a ticket for 140 in a 25 or something like that. It'd be a lot of extra trouble and paperwork for them to process that. And normally they would just tell you just go on about your way, slow down or something like that. And the citizenship warrant, I guess you're responsible for nothing but sales tax. But they you couldn't get any kind of federal assistance if you ever needed it or anything like that.
I mean, it sounds wonderful. I don't think that there's any likelihood that this will actually work. I mean, there's a lot of patriot movement kind of scams out there. Like, hey, send us $1,000 and we'll send you back a CD-ROM full of all the secrets of how to pull yourself out of the system. You can make it so the government won't ever go after you for anything ever again, as long as you utter these magic words in court or file the right paperwork with the right bureaucracies in the right order and in triplicate. I mean, there's all kinds of theories out there, but until somebody can prove that it actually works by actually showing video of a court success, I want to see the guy with the travel warrant pull it out in front of a judge and say, look, mister, I have the travel warrant issued to me by this company or whatever, and that means that you can't come after me anymore for driving without your permission slip. Because I am with you, man. I don't think you should have to have a government permission slip to go from point A to point B. I don't think you should have to beg permission. I don't think that you should face going to prison if you don't have that permission slip, and people are put in jail all the time for that. But until somebody can prove the claims that they're making, it's just somebody with an advertised service, and there's no guarantee it's
Right. There's going to be a person who's selling the warrant. There's going to be a person who's going to be making money selling the warrant. Otherwise, it wouldn't be an advertisement.
They'd make a lot more if they could prove it worked. If they could prove it. Go ahead.
It doesn't matter if they can prove it. They're going on, can I scare enough people into buying it? It's not about the efficacy whatsoever.
Well, right. I mean, they're selling an idea. They're selling the idea of freedom, that this thing, this document, will somehow set you free from the system. And if it were that easy to get away from this system, then everybody would be buying it and everybody would be doing it, and they're not.
Yeah, they're talking about 200 for one, 300 for the other. Yeah.
Ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Right. Save your money and tell them you want to see... You want to see video from someone using this in court to get out of a traffic ticket, and until you see that, forget about it, because it's not going to...
They give a couple stories on all this stuff, but I thought they were a pretty reputable magazine. I was kind of checking into it, but I haven't found anything that's got me spending money yet, so...
All right, Patrick, let us know if you learn anything more about that. I appreciate the time here tonight. Look, there's a lot of reputable places that'll take questionable advertising.
Sure.
I mean, it's just, look, they got bills to pay, and I don't know much about the new, what was it? He said New Republic.
I don't know.
I don't know much about that.
It could be as reputable as an infomercial that airs late night on a TV, yeah, giving you a get-rich-quick scheme.
That's basically what this is, except in reverse. Let's go to Mike in Indianapolis, listening to WIBC. Hello, Mike.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Hey, I appreciate you taking my call. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
I just had a quick point. I don't have tons of things to say, but just, you know, there's a lot of talk going on right now, obviously around the election. And you've got people that are staunchly in one party or staunchly in the other, and some that are undecided. But I think an issue that is being avoided by the media and maybe should be brought up more is that the Supreme Court people that are going to be put in place by whoever wins this election, their legacy, that's going to last a whole lot longer than the 4 or possibly 8 years that someone is president from here forward. So,
do you think that Liberty is going to win no matter who becomes the president and whoever they decide to elect as the Supreme Court justice?
You know, I have my fears about that. I have fears that there would be, you know, some despotism brought into the Supreme Court by one or both. It depends on your viewpoint.
Well, I mean, it seems like both candidates have called for, you know, different calls for police state sort of things. So, you know, maybe you'll get a conservative statist or a liberal statist.
Yeah, it seems like the despots are already ensconced in the Supreme Court. And, yes, I suspect that whether it's Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton who gets elected, the Supreme Court's going to only get worse. I mean, because this kind of position only attracts the worst sort of statist, the worst kind of person who wants to rule in favor of the state more often than not. And that's what we'll continue to see from the Supreme Court. I would say don't worry about it. Vote your conscience, whoever it is that closest represents your beliefs, if there's even anyone like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I wish we had more time, Mike. Thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you.
Thank you.
Yep, and we'll be back tomorrow night. You can join us online in the meantime over at freetalklive.com. Join Cody on his website, offtheairlive.com. You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. HealthExcellenceSelect.com. HealthExcellenceSelect.com. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.